The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Fitz Lauder, and Jill Lane. How you doing? So good to see you.
So great to be back. I've been gone for a few weeks.
You
it's
have.
Good to be back.
I know. It is so good to be back and to have you back and everybody's
you have to say
back.
Happy New Year to her.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We're going through all the regulars, all of them. You know, but yeah, so good to have you back. And I absolutely love what we're talking about today with you and Fitz and Cassie. So let me give you the lineup. Cassie Bjork is going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of detoxing your body. Fitz Lauder is going to be talking about veganism versus a whole foods plant-based diet. And Jill Lane is going to be going through the 21 common food myths. That word is always so hard to say. Myths.
Myths.
You have to say it slow.
Myths.
Yeah.
It is a tongue twister.
So it is. Everybody say myths.
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 You really have to concentrate on it.
I know.
Now you
I
have
know.
Me tripped up.
My job's not easy, okay? So, and you have to speak fast. So 21 common food myths that are wildly untrue. So always love having you in studio. I want to tease that we're going to be giving away a book a little later on again today on the show. Jen Sincero, you are a badass every day.
Awesome.
She's going to be in studio next week. And so you get a copy of the book and you get a chance to be live in studio with us and to meet
so
Jen
cool.
yourself. So a little later on in the show, you're going to be calling 214-787-1190. We've had it's been popular to do it. I think I'm going to put what do you think about me putting the phone number out every single day and people calling in like when you're here and asking you a question?
Sure.
Ooh,
would you like
that'd be
that?
Fun.
Diamond, get your screening techniques on par, girlfriend.
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, my gosh. People are going to want to pick your brain for sure.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I hope I have some answers.
Yeah. I would say you could ask me anything, but I'm afraid what you're going to ask me.
I think they should ask you anything. I feel more comfortable
anything.
With that.
Yeah, okay. All right, you can ask me anything. Call in 214-787-1190.
I'm curious.
Me
I
too.
Get myself in trouble because, you know, I'm brutally honest.
Let me go call in.
Very
that.
Direct.
I'm brutally honest and to my it's a fault, actually, of mine.
I appreciate
degree.
It.
Do
a
you
fault?
Appreciate
like,
it?
Since when is honesty
yeah.
a fault?
Well, it's a fault because sometimes, you know, I answer maybe a little too quickly. I'm a little, you know.
Well, this world is a little too PC'd. I think it's okay for us to be direct and honest.
Yeah, I agree.
With
and
our
everybody
responses
needs to toughen
without
up.
Feeling like we are going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, the truth is the truth.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to be surrounded by yes, men or women. I never have. Agreed. I want to hear it so I can grow.
Yeah,
I want to hear my mistakes so I can grow.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Fitz, you're shaking your head. So good to have you in studio, too.
So great to be back.
Fitz is the brother of one of my dear friends that passed away. How many years ago did Kathleen pass away?
It was back in 2001.
2001, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she used to be the receptionist at the original Wingstop corporate offices. And she worked for me at the second Pizza Patron store throughout high school. And everyone loved and adored her. And when I look at you, I see her, you know. And it's so good to have you in studio. She was an absolute sweetheart and died much too young.
I like to say that she's an angel who earned her wings.
She did, mm-hmm. really. She was such an angel. Mm-hmm. You never met anyone like her, seriously. And I'm not just saying that because she's gone. She would come into a room and you could see the light shining from her. She was that
Definitely.
Kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And she always wanted to help everyone. She's just a beautiful human being. And now she's an angel. So
She left an amazing legacy.
She did.
You know, what an honor
it's such
to
a
be
short
spoken
time.
Of in that way.
Yeah,
you know, I hope we all... create memories like that for the
right.
people who know us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Fitz, you look like you've been at the islands or something.
Yeah, he
Anyways,
has been.
I'm like, you have the most amazing skin tone and or
a glow.
You just got back from the tropics.
Exactly.
Really?
Yes.
He did.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah
nailed
did.
Around the head. I just came back from the Dominican
oh my
for
gosh.
New Year's
How
Eve.
Fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. My favorite experience there was eating a mango.
I was just going to ask you, what did you eat when you were there? So, like, fresh, a lot of food.
A lot of fresh food. Mm-hmm. You know, really, like, the avocados there, so much more tastier, the texture so much better.
What about size?
It's about the same size, it's the quality of the flavors. Yeah. They just really come out. They're really rich. And so delicious.
I have heard that before. No. I've heard that before. So my friend Liz, who used to live in Southern California, she talked about as a kid, an avocado for her was dessert because it was so wonderfully delicious, you know, farm to table.
Yeah.
There's, you know, fresh flower stands and fruit stands everywhere all over Southern California.
Yep.
And the food quality is very different when you get it fresh like that, uninterrupted and not on a truck or in a grocery store for a long period
of time.
Wasn't
picked a month before to ripen, hopefully later for you to eat. And who
picked
knows
it the
what
right
else in the
time.
Meantime.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Probably wasn't genetically modified as well.
Oh, I'm sure. Right. Yeah. Do they genetically modify avocados now?
Who knows?
I don't know
the answer to that.
All right. Well, we got a late start, and so we got to move to. We've got to move. Keep the show moving, everyone. We've got a big lineup today. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. Your Cassie Bjork is coming up next. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Hi, this is Sean Wells, certified sports nutritionist, registered dietitian, and biochemist. One Life Radio and I are so excited about the launch of our Thorne dispensary. Thorne is the most used brand by medical practitioners as a result of its industry-leading quality control. Further, Thorne has a team of doctors, chemists, and dietitians formulating their products to be the gold standard. There are very few products I would personally endorse as a clinician, nutritional biochemist, and the world's greatest formulator, but Thorne is atop my short list. Visit OneLifeRadio.com to shop my hand-selected vitamins and supplements, including FloraPro LP Probiotic, Berberine 500, MethylGuard Plus, and Resveracell in optimized resveratrol. Be sure to click our banner on OneLifeRadio.com and create an account to receive your exclusive 20% discount along with free shipping today.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infant's faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
I love this song. And you know what? It reminds me of Cassie Bjork, because she's always like a beam of sunlight when she's on the show, everyone. Cassie Bjork is a globally recognized industry leader in weight loss and a highly sought-after speaker, and is the number one international best-selling author of Why Am I Still Fat? The Hidden Keys to Unlocking That Stubborn Weight Loss. Cassie and her team identify the missing puzzle pieces for health and weight loss, which conventional doctors and nutritionists often miss. And she provides clients with a full picture of how their bodies function. Cassie speaks widely and contributes to a regular column called Real Talk with Dietitian Cassie in Paleo Magazine. You can find her at cassie.net. Always a pleasure. How are you doing today, girl?
Hey, Bern. So good. I was hoping you'd say that I speak wildly. I love when you say that. I'm wild, right?
I know. It's so funny when stuff like that happens. It really is. And, you know, part of being happy is learning to laugh at yourself, right? And your mistakes, especially.
I laugh at myself every day. I think we have to. It just makes life more fun.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I think that, I don't know about anybody else, but when someone, like, will do me, like, do my voice or do something I say, nothing cracks me up more than laughing at myself or having somebody do me, you know? But let's talk about detoxing the body. That's kind of like detoxing the mind. Laughter detoxes the mind, the do's and don'ts of detoxing your body. So what's the deal? What is all this talk about detoxing, Cassie?
Well, I just think it's such an important topic to talk about, because especially this time of year, we're seeing millions of ads and promotions and shows promoting detoxes, and most of them are pretty crazy, you know, like the drink green juice only, or only have this type of lemonade for like a week, or take these crazy huge pills and supplements, and, you know, eating just like one food for a while. And, you know, they're pretty useless, and they can actually be super damaging to your body. So like a detox, what it's actually supposed to do is like reset and support your body and your metabolism and help you heal from, you know, the damage that adds up over the holidays and over New Year's and Christmas and all of that. So
Oh, yeah.
I think that's why detoxes are like really popular this time of year. It's like, you know, a clean canvas, starting fresh, but there's definitely a right and a wrong way to detox.
And so, you know, some of the dangers of it. What are some of the dangers? And when you were talking about some of the methods, the madness that people go through, there's a famous one. Everyone here knows it. The water with the cayenne pepper and the lemon, you know. What else is in it? And a little bit of honey.
Tried it.
Or maple syrup. Yeah, the maple syrup. And then you drink that for what? 3 or 4 days? That's all you eat or drink, right?
Yeah. But, and I think the problem is that, you know, with a lot of these detoxification plans is that they make these promises of health and weight loss, and they actually have a tendency to do the opposite. A lot of these short-term programs can actually do more harm than good, and basically rob you of your time and money and leave you more frustrated and drained and less healthy than when you started. So the most effective type of detox is one that's actually healing your body, and it jumpstarts your metabolism and provides you with lasting changes. And we can do this by replenishing important nutrients and removing stored toxins. But what happens when you restrict your body and you eat just like one thing or take these crazy pills, it can actually cause more damage instead of healing by not giving your body what it needs and like stripping it of nutrients, which is like literally the opposite of what we're trying to achieve with a detox.
Mm-hmm. So you already answered a little bit of this, but what are some other reasons we should detox our bodies?
Well, just over time, our environment is so full of, toxins, and they inhabit the things that we touch and eat and drink and even the air that we breathe. And I think the reality is that under normal circumstances, our bodies are pretty well equipped to filter out these types of chemicals and toxins that we come across. But, we don't eat perfectly. And a lot of us are just, we have nutrient deficient diets. Let's just be honest. We drink too much. We talked about that last week. And our bodies, natural processes can't always handle this high volume of exposure. Mm-hmm. So then what happens is one of the reasons we want to detox is these substances can actually accumulate in our tissues. So they can really clog the body and cause headaches and pain and digestive distress and definitely disease. And I think what a lot of people notice, just because I work in the weight loss industry, is that these toxins and chemicals piled up in their body to make it really difficult to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one. But even just, feeling kind of bogged down. And I think a lot of times this time of year, people are kind of feeling a little bit bogged down. It's tough to get back into routine after the holidays. And that's why I think detoxing can be great, because it's like hitting the reset button in your body, but you want to do it in a healthy way instead of a lot of these like really restrictive programs.
Well, yeah. And it nearly killed me to be off for almost 2 weeks. I was like, oh my God, this has got to stop. I'm going to lose my mind. And I couldn't wait to get back on a routine. And, already I'm feeling better after like 3 days. Okay, enough of that. I've got to get myself moving here. So started dancing, exercising, getting on my doing some spinning on my bike. Did 30 minutes of dancing again last night. Felt so good. And then I jumped in my sauna and got a sweat on, my Sunlight and sauna. I love sweating in my sauna. I really do. And that's a really good way to detox, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Especially because basically when you're in the sauna, in steam rooms too can do this. You're stimulating sweating and circulation, which can really help your body naturally detox on its own.
What about limiting yourself to a single food like celery or broth? Is that healthy?
That's really not something I recommend, because basically you want to be putting a big variety of nutrients in your body, and it's really important to include healthy fats and good quality proteins every single time you eat. So especially, healthy fats, I always like to think of them as healing, like coconut oil and avocado and even butter. Like, these are really important foods to heal and thrive. So I think instead of limiting to a single food, like making sure you're eating protein and healthy fat and of course carbs, but usually that goes without saying because most of us are eating carbs anyway, but just staying away from the processed foods and then sticking with whole foods. So I think, if it has a label, a good rule of thumb is to make sure you can pronounce all the ingredients.
Okay, so what about fasting in the morning, which is what I'm doing right now? I do it almost. Yeah. See how I'm hungry right now? Just see how. I'm thinking about it.
I'm scared. You're like pointing at me like you're about to rip my arm off.
She's been talking about a tuna wrap.
I was talking about a tuna sandwich before the break.
Someone left an apple over here. I'm not sure where it's from.
That's me. From yesterday.
Okay.
I might eat it, but I can't eat it for a little while because I have to wait for the clock to go down a little bit. But so I was craving a tuna sandwich earlier.
Yeah, you're craving it. Your body's like, I want some protein. I want some fat.
Yeah,
it's kind of a tricky one, because fasting can be beneficial, and also eating in the morning can be beneficial too, as long as it's the right type of food. Because I always think of the term breakfast. It literally means breaking your overnight fast.
Right.
And what that can do is jumpstart your metabolism. So I think there's definitely some benefit to going for a while without eating and giving your organs a break and drinking a lot of water and kind of helping your body like flush out toxins and detoxing that way. But I also think having a meal in the morning, especially something healthy, like, eggs cooked in some coconut oil with some vegetables, that's one of my favorite breakfasts, that can actually support your body by boosting your metabolism, too, by breaking that overnight fast.
Yeah, I think it's all good information. So what about juicing? But, we've had a lot of discussion about juicing. Sean Wells was talking about it last week and how there's so many things you need to watch for. So if you're juicing a lot of fruit, if you will, you're going to get more sugar in like a 10 or 12 ounce bottle of juice, especially if it's fruit juice, than you would from even a Coca-Cola. Or a Pepsi.
It's just crazy.
Right?
I know. And juicing, it can be so great if you're having vegetables. Like if you're juicing vegetables, I think that's perfect. But, and there's even programs, detox programs that swear by drinking only, you know, sugar laden juices. And mm-hmm. that's really not a detox program to trust. You don't want to be guzzling fruit juice. They're so high in sugar, but you do want to be focusing on getting some antioxidants in because those can definitely act as a shield from free radicals. Mm-hmm. And what free radicals do is cause oxidative stress in the body, which is, it's kind of a big term, but that's basically cellular damage that's strongly associated with lots of types of diseases. So mm-hmm. in a detox program, a healthy detox, we want to be getting rid of all of that. We want to be fueling the body with antioxidants, and we get those from fruits and vegetables. But in a detox period, or if you're trying to detox, you really want to make an extra effort to, you know, kind of clean up all the sugar going in so we can support our body through this process, support our metabolism. So I would definitely recommend with juice, focusing on vegetable juice only instead mm-hmm. of a lot of those sugary fruit juices.
And so what are some of the things that we can do to detox our body every single day? Simple things that we can do.
Yeah, drinking lots of water. I think that's like the most obvious one, but we really, really have to be doing that. If we're not hydrated, it's really hard for our body to, you know, we want to support our kidneys day mm-hmm. in and day out, and aiming for half your body weight in ounces is a really good minimum to be hitting.
Yeah.
And you'll likely benefit from even more, especially this time of year, and we're kind of trying to detox from the holidays.
And also, exercise, right?
Yeah, definitely exercise. I think sweating is really, really great. And, you know, ramping up your exercise routine, it really helps to sweat out the toxins that can settle in your tissues. And I always recommend those metabolism boosting workouts, like the high intensity interval training, the CrossFit style workouts, basically alternating the short periods of intense exercise with recovery periods. You don't have to exercise a ton, but just doing some high intense exercise can really get you sweating, kind of like the sauna. I mean, the sauna and the steam room can also be kind of a little bit more of like an easy way to stimulate sweating and circulation and help your body detox on its own. Massages are great too.
Oh yeah.
So
it's an
excuse to get a full body rub down. Here it is, because that can really stimulate your muscles and help remove toxins that have, you know, settled in your tissues too.
Okay.
But also with that, make sure you're drinking plenty of water before and after the massage to flush those toxins out of your body completely.
Absolutely. A lot of people forget that. Always a pleasure. Cassie, thank you so much for your contribution
today. Great to be back.
Great to have you back. And again, Happy New Year to you and everyone at Paleo Magazine as well. You can find Cassie at cassie.net. That's C-A-S-S-I-E. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Jill Lane and Fitz Lauder.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
Whoever said you can't poop in style? The Curve is a sleeker version of the original Squatty Potty stool that will look fabulous in any bathroom. Choose from pink, black, gray, or white. Its minimalist design is sure to please the eye while staying durable and built to last. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Poop, poop, be do.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans, but they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Berrientos, Jill Lane, and Fitz Lauder. Fitz has a passion for playing music as a DJ and sharing particular knowledge that has shaped him into becoming a vegan almost 3 years ago. And he is currently living a holistic, plant-based lifestyle spurred by his spiritual beliefs of love, kindness, and compassion, benefiting our health, the animals, and the planet. Both sides of his family are plagued by diabetes, which concerns him very much. And it concerned him so much that he investigated the causes of this debilitating disease. He has become an advocate of the Whole Foods plant-based Whole Foods. When I say Whole Foods, I can't help it.
It's a mouthful.
I know. Well, I think of course, the brand Whole Foods, which is not what we're talking about. We're talking about a Whole Foods plant-based nutrition by obtaining his certification from Cornell University. He also has a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration from the University of Texas at Dallas. And it's so good to have you in studio, as I said earlier in the show. The difference between veganism and Whole Foods plant-based diet. So what's the difference, Fitz?
Great to be back. Yes, there's a huge difference. Basically, before I was an unhealthy vegan. Now going Whole Foods plant-based, I'm a healthy vegan. Because if you think about what's unhealthy that's vegan, it's stuff like Oreos.
Right.
You know, soda.
Oh, so many vegans do that. And I have to bring Jill Lane into this. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. She's been on the show forever. She is an expert nutritionist as well. So, I want to include you in on this conversation because I think it's so important that we get so much great information out to our listeners that are maybe thinking about adapting or moving to a Whole Foods plant-based diet and impacting their life.
Well, I want to hear more because I love where this is going.
Me too.
Because a lot of people, regardless of the camp they're in, keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, there's a junk food version of all of those. Mm-hmm. And so depending on which Google site people land on when they mm-hmm. Google how to go keto, how to go this or this.
Right.
There's a junk food version of all of them. And so I think the Whole Foods part of it, if I'm reading into where you're going, is going to help make sure we don't fall into that trap.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And it helps to keep things simple as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Whole Foods mm-hmm. plant-based diet. It impacted your life. How so?
Well, first of all, I'm in the best shape of my life.
I was going to say
you look like it. Yeah.
But you've always looked good. You've got youth on your side,
I see pictures
of
you doing handstands on the sand and everything.
Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff.
Yeah, I didn't think I would be at this point in my life compared to when I was in high school, being able to do, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but being able to do over 25 pull-ups in a row, yep. over 100 push-ups. And a lot of that, most of that really is because I'm getting the proper nutrition. I'm getting mm-hmm. the energy from the whole foods plant-based. I don't have, for example, in the processed foods, I don't have that extra, cholesterol to impede my blood flow. It's about getting that blood flow. It's about being able to perform. Mm-hmm. And what that translates to me is this feeling of, this great feeling of being renewed and stronger and confident.
Okay, so you talked about blood flow.
All right.
I saw an ad for PETA on social media a couple weeks ago, and it actually almost showed two people doing it, and it said that vegans do it better or something like that because of the blood flow, or people on a plant-based diet. Is that true?
Well, it...
Has your sex life changed?
So it is if I could blush, I'd be blushing right now.
He's got too much of a tan to blush. That's a good problem to have. And you got all that vitamin D in your system.
Okay. Impotency is being impotent is a precursor to heart disease, and having heart disease is basically not being able to have the proper vasodilation. Eating foods that prevent that, such as when you're eating, let's say, animal meat, which has the bad cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, that's intracellular adhesion molecules. And what that does is it makes the endothelial layer of your blood vessels very sticky. Mm-hmm. And so it reacts, and I can go on and on about this, but it reacts and it prevents your blood vessels from dilating. Mm-hmm. So instead it's constricting. And so when you combine that with what's happening from these oxidized LDL particles going into that layer, it's causing these clots. And at one point, these clots will just throb, and this endothelial layer will burst, and it'll clot and collect. And that's pretty much 90% of what how heart attacks occur.
From eating too much meat. Don't you think part of it is about a balance? Because I like you.
Meat.
I love animals, obviously. I mean, I cooked up a pound of grass-fed, grass-finished beef for my dogs this morning. I was going to make homemade dog food, but I didn't have the rice that I needed. So I just grilled it.
So you had it for breakfast instead?
No. I gave it to all my dogs. They're lucky dogs. Mm. and split it up between all seven of them. Oh my gosh, they almost did backflips. They were so thrilled.
But I think it's backflip.
I know, and I know that, Jill, that you believe in eating grass-fed beef. That's why I'm bringing it up, that I think that and there's a lot of people that say that a steak once in a while, just like being a pescatarian, like for me, fish once or twice a month is a good thing.
It's perspective. I mean, just because something is bad and you do it less doesn't make it not bad.
Yeah,
it's still bad to a lesser degree.
Yeah,
and so it's about how much allowance you, mm-hmm. You will incorporate into your life.
Yeah.
So if you want to go completely, say, clean, and you don't want that at all, then of course you're going to, you would omit it.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to get anything started here. I just really, it's good to put both sides out there for people listening so they can come to their own decisions about what's most important to them. So,
yeah, and I think it's worth pointing out that in one of the biggest studies done in heart disease, 50% of people that die of a heart attack have normal cholesterol levels. So we have to remember that heart mm-hmm. disease is more than just cholesterol.
They say it's sugar too, right?
Yeah, very much so. It's anything that's pro-inflammatory, which protein may or may not fall into that category. But sugar and oxidized fats, which comes from fried foods and other things that are carbohydrates mm-hmm. potentially. So cholesterol is important when it comes to heart disease, but cholesterol also helps us make our sex hormones. And so we can't be too afraid of cholesterol. And mm-hmm. and it's just like, the myths we'll get to in my section about how we shouldn't eat eggs. That's been disproven because mm-hmm. on the premise that it's bad for our heart. And
depends
so we
upon
know
the
that's
egg.
Not to be true.
Yeah, and it depends upon the egg. It does. I mean, so I eat eggs, and I'm a huge animal activist and advocate, but I only eat pasture-raised eggs, like truly pasture-raised eggs. And
but to Fitz's point, what I want to say is that a lot of times there's not a balance, and I've found this even in sports nutrition. They're big on protein consumption in the sports nutrition world for a mm-hmm. variety of reasons, but what gets left out of the conversation is, don't forget, you still have to eat vegetables.
Right.
And so I think think it's just a lack of balance that really trips people up, whether they're eating paleo or whatever it is, that we all should be eating a plant-based diet, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Whether you backfill with carbs, fats, or protein is your personal preference, but we all should be eating a lot of plants.
Yeah, no, I agree. Absolutely. And I'll give a shout out to Sun Warrior, one of our sponsors. It's a premier all-natural raw superfood company that truly is dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements out there, along with Thorn Research as well. And so I want to go back to you, Fitz. So let's talk about this. What's the difference between veganism and Whole Foods plant-based diet?
Okay, so veganism, it incorporates ethics and morals. So anything that doesn't involve a sentient being that has a face or a mother, you simply omit it, but not for the sake of being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Whole foods, plant-based, basically are foods that are minimally processed. If you had to throw out a number, maybe 5 ingredients or less, and they're comprised of vegetables, fruits, legumes, seeds, and tubers.
Tubers?
Tubers, like potatoes.
Oh, I love potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't heard them called tuber in a long time.
Golden.
Were you in Scotland too? Ireland?
Tubers. And vegan. Well, another example of a vegan food that's not healthy is like vegan desserts.
Right.
You know, you can go to town with that, but that's an influx of too much sugar.
Sugar, right.
Yeah.
To get the flavor to satisfy the palate.
Yes, you know, absolutely. So I'm not 100. I would say I'm not. I do my best to be 100% whole foods plant based diet, but mm-hmm. I may be a bad boy one day, and I may indulge in maybe a dessert or something because I feel like you have to live life a little bit.
You're human. You know?
You're
welcome
human.
To the human race.
What? Yeah, I mean, I don't like the way animals are treated in the dairy farms. I think it's horrific what goes on. But once in a
while, I'm
just like dying for a piece of cheese so bad, you know?
Man.
And I'll buy the vegan butter and I buy the vegan cheese, but, you know, every once in a while. Now, I haven't eaten beef in a very long time, and I will never, I haven't eaten pork in, I don't know, 30 years.
Yeah. I can't stand seeing a mother being taken away
from
her baby.
Yeah, no, I can't either. And there's a lot of needs to change there. But, you know, it's because of the way we're such a throwaway society. We throw away so much food. We waste so much. Mm-hmm. We want it when we want it, when we want it, no matter who has to pay the price. That's a big part of the problem.
And we don't see the entire process.
We don't
investigate. We don't backtrack.
And if we did, let me tell you, a lot less people would eat meat and dairy and all of it. They really would. They would be horrified if they've seen what I've seen as a Vanguard member of PETA and as an activist for Mercy for Animals. It is horrific. And what goes on in Mexico in the pork farms, oh my God, you guys, you would die if you saw some of the footage that I have seen. Okay, I'm jumping off the box to go back to reality here. But what is, so you wanted to talk about nitric oxide real quick. We're almost out of time on this segment, but what did you want to let us know about that?
Oh my gosh, it's so key. So nitric oxide is a gas that we produce. It's stimulated by certain foods that we ingest. And it's a great way to battle the intracellular adhesion molecules, which is the LDL particles.
Which you were talking about earlier.
I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
And so it promotes the vasodilation. And we can get that from like kale, spinach, and we had a discussion about, you know, beets.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really...
Beets make blood. That's what my mother-in-law used to say.
It looks like
blood. Make vasodilation, yeah.
That's true. And we actually stop producing normal level at a certain age. I can't think of the number right now, but it's important to supplement that all throughout. And I like to incorporate doing that with making smoothies. It's really easy. I don't make juices personally because I like to keep the fiber matrix. When I do make a smoothie, so that's really important. And going back to about blood flow, it'll help increase.
How's
it'll help
your
improve.
Sex life?
I cannot complain.
He has not commented.
Pomegranate.
Oh my gosh! Well, always great having you in studio. We're going to continue on here with Jill Lane and Fitz Lauder, talking about all kinds of things, but common food myths that are wildly untrue. And I wanted to give a quick shout out to Smoothie King because you can get a plant-based protein get Sun Warrior at Smoothie King. So go get yourself a smoothie and ask for some plant-based. Sun Warrior protein powder. Everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat-to-poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with three brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Lala's Mexican Cafe. Clean, real food for your mind, body, and soul. Lala's believes that what you eat matters, and so do I. That's why they serve only the cleanest, freshest ingredients, serving grass-fed beef, organic chicken, non-GMO tortillas and chips, non-processed cheese, and non-refined sugar and unprocessed flour. Stop by Lala's Mexican Cafe for one of their organic margaritas, sweetened with stevia, and experience a better way to live La Vida Verde. And if I see you there, margaritas are on me. That's Lala's Mexican Cafe in Preston Center, Dallas, Texas.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
Oh my gosh, love this song, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I have a full studio here. Aviana Barrientos, Jill Lane, and Fitz Lauder, and of course, Diamond on the controls. You can call now if you want, 214-787-1190 to receive a free copy of Jensen Sincero's book, You Are a Badass Every Day and How to Keep Your Motivation Strong, Your Vibe High, and Your Quest for Transformation Unstoppable. Listener number one will get our winner, and that's 214-787-1190. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio right now.
So exciting.
Stay in with us and call us. And I read that wrong, but it's okay.
Call to get a book.
There
people.
You go.
Let's
see,
go.
I'm so transparent. See what I do?
Yeah.
But that's okay, though,
it's
right?
an awesome opportunity, though. It's an amazing book, great author,
we're
perfect
so
time
excited.
To read it.
I'm
yeah.
so excited
We're
here.
So excited to have her here. We really are. As I said, she kicked off her tour in New York City with Maria Shriver a couple of weeks ago. She was in Colorado, I think, yesterday. She'll be in Dallas on Monday. She'll also be at Barnes & Noble, I believe, in up in Plano or Frisco?
No, the one down off Northwest Highway,
oh, wow.
across from North Park.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What a great location.
Yep.
That's my favorite Barnes & Noble, just by the way.
We should go.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Then we'll go party afterwards.
All right. I'm down.
At the Grapevine Bar.
I'm going to be drinking water still, but it's cool.
Oh, that's right. She's on no alcohol for like 45 days.
I yeah. like it.
Yep. Yeah. It's been rough, but
it's
you know.
A great place to start on the myths list.
I know. Yeah. I know. Okay, so let's talk about the myth list.
Yeah.
Common food myths that are wildly untrue. So let's go. These are crazy, some of them. Some of them I'm like, what? That's not true?
Well, it's an interesting list. It was published by Reader's Digest, and so it's 21 food myths. But I have an issue with some of the myths they say aren't true.
Okay.
To be honest, like the first one is food myth, and you're going to love
myth.
This. The MSG found in some Chinese dishes can trigger headaches and other reactions. That's a myth, they say.
Okay.
Basically saying that MSG is okay.
So they're liars.
So I'm like, oh, okay. gosh. Like, you know, this is just part of the credibility issues in... media.
And
you
media.
Know, like half of the list, I'm
Who
like,
paid
cool.
for that article? That's what I want to know.
I know. So you just have to be careful with what you read. You
yeah.
know, I don't think you should take anything for gospel, like we were talking about in Fitz's segment. You can Google up any diet in the world, and there's a junk food version of it. So
right.
just, you know, if back to both Cassie and Fitz, if it's whole food stuff, like fruits and vegetables and
yep.
beans, and you know, chances are it's a good thing. Avocados, but if there's anything on the fringe, chances are you should question it.
Well,
so
you know what, we're going to have to do a podcast after the broadcast about this, or continue talking about this when you're on next week, because we're not going to get through all these.
Right.
But I want people out there to know. Tell them why MSG is so bad for them, Jill.
It's deemed as a chemical as something called an excitotoxin. So basically, when you consume it in foods, and it's commonly known to be added in, you know, Asian foods or Chinese
right.
foods, it's actually naturally occurring in some seaweed. But the interesting backstory is that they found back in one of the wars that the soldiers weren't eating enough. And so if they found in foods that had higher MSG content, that they would eat more and it was
right.
better for their health. And so then they figured out, you know, kind of why it was working, it that it actually makes you think you're enjoying the food you're eating more. It tricks your brain
Isn't
into thinking
crazy?
You're liking the food, so you eat more of
right.
it. And so instead of it naturally occurring in a little bit of seaweed, they're chemically manufacturing it now and putting in foods. It's commonly in seasonings. So I always tell people, you buy like the fajita packet to season your
yeah.
fajita meat
yep.
or something, look for MSG. It's spelled out monosodium glutamate. And oftentimes it's in, you know, where it says other flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It can be hidden in that. They don't have to tell you what those other flavors are,
That's
but
so
it
insane.
Can be in there. So back to reading labels, it should just say paprika, salt, pepper,
yep.
cumin,
Isn't
black
it in a
pepper.
Lot of salad dressings too? It's in so many things.
Yeah, so just read the label. It literally takes, you know, you hear this from me a lot. It literally takes 10 seconds. Just scan for
yep.
monosodium glutamate. But it does trick your brain. It's an excitotoxin. If you have ADD or ADHD or excitability or anything like that in your family and your kids, you especially want to keep them off of it because
yeah.
it can trigger that.
Absolutely.
And so I don't agree with the fact that this list says that that's a myth. That's a truth. And there's a book called Excitotoxins that was written years ago in the early days of my nutritionhood by a guy named Russell Blaylock. And he goes through food dyes and all sorts of other things that are also considered excitotoxins. So that one I don't agree with on this list. There's a few others that I do, but that one I'm like, No, no, no. We need to avoid MSG.
Well, and here's the thing. So I picked up the wrong thing, but this is something I just fell onto. I'm like, oh, it says, we have become exposed to an increasing number of chemicals in our food supply, the air we breathe, and through many common items we use daily, cosmetics, household cleaner. But when I read that, I thought, that's a chemical. MSG right. is a chemical, and that's one of the things that's you're putting in your body that you're not even aware of. You think right. you're safe eating, fajita or using season, all these things that they put it into to get you to buy more, to get you to eat more. Yeah. And you have
just
to be so
smart.
Careful.
Just read the labels. It really doesn't take that long. Back to what Cassie was saying. If you can't recognize something on a food label, chances are it's not good for you to consume. And it should be super basic. Again, spices are simple. Rosemary, cilantro, cumin. They all have amazing benefits, like Fitz was talking about, with circulation and oxidation support, oxidative stress support, and on and on and on. Good right. for your eyes, good for your skin. So just eat more of those. Don't eat the chemicals. Eat less of the chemicals. Yep. That's not rocket science. Right. Eat less chemicals.
Well, this one kind of makes me mad, too. This is, I'm calling BS on this, too, that vitamin C can keep you from catching a cold.
Yeah, that's the first thing. And
what?
To be transparent, the data on vitamin C doesn't really show that it prevents colds. What it shows is that it shortens the duration that you are sick. And I'm like, okay, sign me up. If I can be sick right. for only one day instead of three, I'm on it. Give me some vitamin C. Now, again, it should be from whole foods. What the data shows, you should be eating a lot of vitamin C every day, which comes from plants, vegetables, and fruits. Of course, citrus fruits, but also bell peppers and even potatoes have vitamin C, celery, carrots. And so eat them regularly, but only 200 milligrams, which is quite frankly like
nothing,
little to nothing, shown in a research study to cut the duration of a cold by one day.
Right.
By one day.
And who did
the
research?
That's very significant.
Who did the research? Who paid for the research? There's so much fraudulent information out right. there from some of our biggest universities and our most respected universities in this country. So
right.
you cannot believe everything that you hear or read, for sure.
Again, it wasn't that much vitamin C that did show you can cut the duration. And it said, oh, it might help prevent it if you take 8,000 milligrams. Well, guess what? When my family's sick, we take that much vitamin yeah. C. And you know what? We don't get sick. We don't stay sick as long. The symptoms aren't as bad. Again, who wouldn't sign up for right. that? Vitamin C is a very inexpensive supplement. Use it to your benefit.
Absolutely. And it's good for so many different things. Okay, here's another food myth. And I just want to say on that, they're liars. They're lying. Lying, lying, pants on fire. Okay, so... food myth. Celery eating celery burns more calories than you take in.
This is so funny. Cassie was kind of alluding a little bit to this and you asked her specifically about celery. Celery is one of those just kind of empty foods, meaning it's very water dense. And anybody who's eaten raw celery knows it's like a job.
Yeah.
You burn a lot of calories just trying to chew a stalk of celery.
I love celery.
One stalk of celery only has 6 calories. It's like negligible. You know,
right.
you might as well just drink a cup of water. Now, it doesn't mean don't eat celery. It has lots of vitamins and minerals. And again, vitamin C, it's good for you. But they're trying to say, okay, if you eat 2 stalks of celery, you just the chewing and the digesting it takes, you basically burn that much with the energy. But that doesn't mean you should live off of celery or do a celery diet or only eat celery as
I
a
know.
Vegetable.
It's crazy.
I don't understand.
Yeah, who's going to eat 2 stalks in one sitting?
I mean, you
I
might,
would.
But like,
I love it.
But it's
oh,
like,
you
is that
do?
All
do.
You're going to eat just for the sake of thinking you're going to lose weight? Like, no. Back, and I just want to say this. I love what Cassie has to say, but when it comes to detoxification, detox and fasting are not the same, and people think they're one and the same. Detox is a very energy-dense thing. The body does it 24/7, so you need to eat nutritious foods to detox daily and on a very high level. So don't think not eating helps you with detox. I'm so done with that message out on the interwebs.
I know. It's very misleading. Very misleading. And we've talked about it many times in the past. When she was speaking, I was actually thinking about a show from like 4 years ago where we talked specifically about that and how you should eat protein.
There's a time for fasting. Yeah. It's a very different mechanism that fasting gives to your body cellularly than detoxing. It's separate and it's different for similar, but beneficial, but you do them differently. We can talk more about that another time.
Oh, yeah. We need a whole nother hour. Jill Lane, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Fitz, thank you so much for being in studio with us today. A big shout out. Oh, I guess, you know what? I don't have time. Okay, forget about it.
Squatty Potty, we love you. Sunwire, we love you. Paleo Magazine, we love you.
You get one body, one mind, one life. Get out there and nail it.